Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'm all take Pastor Sharon's place this morning, and I'm going to also say, okay, if she was here right this second, what she would say is it's time for y'all to share the service, and she would ask you to get your phones out, and she would ask you to please share to your Facebook page at this time. You will be tested on this just momentarily. Please don't fail the test. This is an open book test. I have given you fair warning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. And Father, I just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. I thank you for revelation knowledge. I thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. I thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing. And that your anointing and your utterance get so deep inside of us today, we're never the same. We hear it different. We see it different. We are changed from the inside out today when we hear the word. We have a new view of it. And I thank you for it, Father God. In Jesus' name. Amen. And the title of the message today is, Let God Use You. Amen. And that's all of us. Now, there's a lady, she's an author. Her name is Jane Glencher. I may have butchered the way you say her name, but she's the author of Seven Secrets to Power Praying. Now, most of our teachers, I've given you this book. A lot of people in the church, I've given you this book. I've seeded it into you because I like this book so much. It's one of my favorite books. Now, I have read and reread this book, and God has used it in my life in a very powerful way. Now, this is not in the book. This was on her blog. She said that she was going through the self-checkout at the grocery store, and she overheard a conversation with the woman was having with the cashier. And she said, since she had torn her rotator cuff, could the cashier please help her with her groceries? Because it was going to be pretty painful for her to do it. Now, she tells how most of the time she is laser focused on everything that she's doing on her to-do list. You know, getting her groceries and, you know, staying in her lane. She's focused on all that stuff. She's really not focused on the peripheral. She's not really listening to other things that are going on and paying attention. And she was bringing out that sometimes the Holy Spirit wants us to step outside of ourselves and not be so focused just on what we're doing, but to listen to what He wants us to do. Now, she said she heard this lady say this about this torn rotator cuff, and she said it really caught her attention because I remember from reading in her book that she had stood for a long time to receive healing for a torn rotator cuff. I mean, she stood on the Word, the Lord told her she was healed, and yet no evidence of it for months and months. And then, yet one morning she woke up and she was completely healed. Nothing was there. Now, I'm bringing this one out because I feel very strongly that I'm supposed to. She followed this lady from the grocery store into the parking lot, and she explained, the lady explained to her, as she had introduced herself, and she said, I was in a similar situation. I had this, and the Lord miraculously healed my torn rotator cuff years ago. And I believe that He would do it for you. And the lady shared with her all about, she had two of them. And she shared, sometimes, I love this little catchphrase. Sometimes when I pray for people, they get healed. May I pray for you. Doesn't that take all the pressure off? That lets God use you and just, if they want to receive the prayer, it just opens the door for them to receive the prayer. And the lady said, sure, I'd love for you to pray for me. And so she prays for the lady in the parking lot. And she said several minutes of prayer later, The lady lifted both of her arms over her head pain-free, and she exclaimed, "It's a miracle. It's a miracle. She has no pain. She is totally healed." Now, that just, Jane Glencher said, I was as stunned as she was. We're stunned when we see the Word of God work. Amen? Now, most of the assignments that God give us require us to pay attention to impressions, to nudges, to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit. And we can easily ignore those impressions if we're not careful. And if we don't pay attention to them and not those gentle promptings, you know, we can just overlook it completely. Now, God is looking for us to make ourselves available to be His hands and to be His feet. Jane Glencher said that after this occurrence, that she wrote on her grocery list, because she's so focused on her grocery list and on having to-do lists. She said she wrote, "Help someone." So she's trying to remind herself, think about other people, help someone, look out for someone. And she said since she put that on her list, you know, people just keep coming across her path in different situations, and she recognizes the Holy Spirit is bringing those people across her path. And God is using her in ways that maybe it wasn't comfortable to her in the beginning, but it's comfortable now. She said, you know, used to be fearful of approaching strangers with these small assignments, but now, you know, it just blesses her socks off how the Lord uses her. Now, but we have to turn aside from our routines and respond to those promptings to be the Lord's hands and His feet. Now, here's something where we kind of cop out. We hear somebody and we hear their situation, and the Holy Spirit says, "Pray for them." And we say, "Yeah, we'll do that." And here's what we do. Now, I don't know if y'all have ever done this. Yes, you have. Don't say you haven't. I know you have. You'll say, "You know, I'm going to pray for you." And then we don't pray. We leave it and we go on. And we'll pray for them later or whatever if we remember it. But we don't pray on the spot because we don't necessarily like to be the center of attention. And God's not trying to make us the center of attention, but He is trying to grow us up where we'll pray as the Holy Spirit leads us. He doesn't always lead us to pray in front of people, but sometimes He does. And sometimes it's just because we got too much pride. Sometimes, if you just want to say it that way, that we won't do it. I remember one of the times that the Holy Spirit got me out of that. I'm not arrived by any means of the word, but I remember me and Pastor Sharon were in an elevator one day, and at the medical center we had went and saw somebody from the church, and as we were in the elevator going down to the first floor, this lady just poured out her heart, just telling us everything that would happen to, I think it was her mother. And she just told us, you know, from this floor to the next, she was just, wow. And I was like, we were both just astounded, you know, how, you know, she's going through a lot of stuff. And the Holy Spirit really tapped me and said, pray for her. And I thought, this is not a good place. This is the elevator. You know, we're walking off the elevator talking to her, and she's still talking. And I don't know if you guys know about the medical center, but I know it's not called that now. I don't care what it's called. They change the name every other week. I can't keep up with it. I'm sure it's fine. But, you know, there's one section of elevators that everybody, I mean, there's elevators on both sides, and there's lots of people. And I'm thinking, I sure don't want to do it right here. And that's where the Holy Spirit set us aside. And so I said, you know, I'm going to either have to obey or not. You think, well, people don't grow in these areas. We all grow in these areas. We all have things that the Holy Spirit will tell us to do that we're not comfortable with, but He'll still tell us to do it. So there's people getting on and off the elevator. There's people everywhere, and we're praying for her. And you could tell that the Holy Spirit did a work in her when we prayed for her right on the spot. It was because we were obeying God. But so many times, we don't. Let that sink in. We just shirk it off. But that doesn't mean it's not God's assignment for us just because it's out of our comfort zone. Okay, let me ask a member of our church something. Tanya, was it out of your comfort zone to come up here and speak, to say the testimonies that you've given about how you were in the office over and over and over? She was a bad person. In the office over and over and over at her job, but she got bumped up from a 10 to an 18 in your promotions, but you let God use you, even though that was not the normal way He used you. And people have seen it, and it's been on Facebook, and it's been on YouTube, and people are, you know, God's getting glory out of it in a great way. God gets glory, especially when we lean into Him in our weakness. Can you see that? There are areas, some people, that's nothing. Some people can talk 4 hours straight running without taking a breath, and it would be absolutely nothing. Never mind. But you know what I'm saying. Some people it's comfortable for, and some people it's not. And we know if it's out of our comfort zone, and we're really doing something for the Lord, we're leaning in on His strength. And I'm telling you, there's a special anointing there to do what He's asked us to do. To be His hands, to be His feet, to do that special assignment that He's given us. Okay? I've told this before, I'll tell it again. You know, we think special assignments are always praying for people or giving our testimony or just different things, speaking. But one time, I felt like I know the voice of God, and I heard Him say, go to this place, get banana puddings, and take them to this couple. And that's a pretty easy thing, because I bought some for us too. You know, you don't want to put somebody aside and make them think they're eating banana pudding all by themselves. So I knew, you know, that must have been the will of the Lord too, for us to have banana pudding too. I did have this impression. I know you're thinking, that's crazy. You ain't never had it. I promise you, it was go to this place, get these banana puddings, and take them there and bless them with them. Now, some of you, he may have told you, cook the banana pudding because you're a good cook. Well, he knew that wasn't the case with me, and they wouldn't have been blessed if Wanda had been spoken of that. He would have told Jesse to get out the fire extinguisher. If he told you to do that, never mind, I'm sorry. but he wouldn't have given you the instruction. Glory to God. But you know, while the lady is eating, her and her husband are eating the banana puddings, she says to us out loud, she said, you know, I've never had one by myself, ever. I was like, really? Oh my God. Something. I've got an assignment right now that I just got. Little bitty assignment. Little bitty stuff. You know, we think little bitty stuff's not important to God, but it's huge to God. There was a lady in rehab that was the greeter at rehab. And oh my God, she was just so enthusiastic and so cheerful. And you know, you how is your day? And she is just like, she's like liquid sunshine. She's just like having a great day. I know, you know, as we're going there, I was like, I know what kind of day she's having. I don't know what kind of day I'm having, but I would like to have the kind of day that she's having, because I know what she's having. It's a fantastic, wonderful, I mean, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think day. I know what she's having. But the impression I got is, call her boss. I don't know him. I'm gonna look up his name. I'm going to find him and tell him about her. You know, we want to call somebody's boss when it's to tell on them something negative that they did. God wants to use us to bless them by telling something good somebody did. Y'all still with me? You gone home? Someone could be in a circumstance that is really heavy on them, and maybe God could use us to ease their pain or to lift their burden. But we'll have to yield and allow God to use us. A few years ago, Joe and Angela let God use him and his talents to build the cross, that cross. It's beautiful. We're awed by the beauty every time we come in here. We're so thankful for it. And I know just a few days ago or a week or so ago, the Lord put on Chrissy to put a purple sash over it, which even beautifies it more. It's beautiful. God can do that. But we have to yield. We have to yield our time, our talent. If we'll yield to God, God can do so much if we'll partner with Him. And He is telling us to do stuff, but it's up to us to hear Him. Okay, I'm gonna go another place with this too. Y'all see this pulpit right here? I thank God for this pulpit. We believe for this pulpit. I wanted a plexiglass pulpit. This is 20-something years ago. And Ish and Bonnie bought this pulpit back 20-something years ago. They felt like that God put it on their hearts to do it. I mean, to me, letting God use you the way He uses you. You know what I'm saying? He had people buy the chandeliers. And I mean, He said people, God can use you so many ways. We can't limit His ways. He can use your testimony even after we're gone to heaven. That testimony can still be going and going and going and touching people if we will yield ourselves and let Him do it. And He's got a grace on us to do whatever we're supposed to do. Zechariah 4:10 in the easy translation or the easy version. Everyone should know that the day of small things is important. We think it's got to be something grand. We think it's I've got to be a missionary in Africa to do anything for the Lord. That's not true. You let God use you right where you're at, doing whatever He's telling you now. Luke 16:10, the one who faithfully manages the little he's been given will be promoted and trusted with greater responsibilities. I love that. Maybe you got an impression, send $5 to the Humane Society. That's a little thing. But if you got that impression, God wants you and I to treat it as a big thing, an important thing, and follow through with it and do it. See, that's our problem so many times. Okay, now, here's the test. I told y'all that was coming. How many of y'all, when I asked you what Pastor Sharon always asks you to share to your Facebook page, just by showing of your hands, how many of you did it when I asked you to do it? I see hands. But I don't see all hands. Why not? Hallelujah. This is good, isn't it? Okay, I said this purposely because I believe the Holy Spirit, you know, I don't like putting people on the spot. I don't believe in teaching that way. But I feel like He was trying to show us sometimes He's asking us to do things and we're not as flexible to do them as sometimes we don't even hear them anymore. That was excellent. Sometimes we don't, after the third or fourth time, okay, I'll give you an example. When we first started doing this, Pastor Sharon had asked everybody to do it. Everybody's, I seen heads going down, phones going, oh, buddy, it's amazing. Then after the second or third week, about the third week, some of the heads went down, some of them didn't. I'll do it later. That's what we tell the Lord. It's not that big a deal. I'll do it later. I think that was good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faithful in little, ruler over much. Despise not the day of small beginnings. Can God trust us with a little assignment? 2 Timothy 2:21 in the ERV. The Lord wants to use us for special purposes. God has Christians that He can't use even on special assignments, because number one, they tell Him no. I'm going to do a Jeopardy moment just for a second. I wish I had that theme song-ish. I'm going to get with you. We're going to do that one day. We're going to have the Jeopardy music playing while we're pausing and just thinking. So, have you ever told God no? Man, some of y'all are lying like dogs. You ain't even got your hands raised. And you know y'all, some of y'all told Him no today. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. And the number two reason is sometimes Christians are not faithful and you can't count on them to do it, to take care of it, because there's always an excuse. Proverbs 25:19, I like the scripture. God, it corrects us all. You can't depend on an unreliable person when you really need help. It can be compared to biting down on an abscessed tooth or walking with a sprained ankle. Wow. From the oohs and ahs, I believe y'all actually heard that. Hallelujah. If God asked us, would we visit so-and-so in the hospital? Would we do it? Would we go in the Lord's place? Can God count on us to do it? Matthew 25 and 35 through 40. And when you saw me hungry, you fed me. When you found me thirsty, you gave me drink. When I had no place to stay, you invited me in. And when I was poorly clothed, you covered me. When I was sick, you tenderly cared for me. And when I was in prison, you visited me. Then the godly will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or give you food or something to drink? When did we see you with no place to stay and invite you in? When did we see you poorly clothed and cover you? When did we see you sick and tenderly care for you or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, don't you know? When you cared for one of the least of these, my little ones, my true brothers and sisters, you demonstrated love for me. That's so good. If you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.